Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara, Masechah Shabbos, Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph, talks about men wearing rings on Shabbos, whether it's a violation of Hotzah or not, whether it's a violation of carrying or not. So I'd like to discuss men wearing rings in general, whether it's a violation of Beged Isha, and number two is whether they could wear them on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us that a man cannot wear Tabas Sheyesh Lav Chosim. He can't wear a ring that has a signet. It's Asa to wear, but if he does wear it, it's Pater Aval Asa. But the Gemara says it's the opposite. Whatever a man can do, a woman can do. A woman can do, a man can do. Which means what? The Gemara says, "Komi did the chazal ish." Whatever is fit for man, lo chazal isha. And me did the chazal isha. That which is fit for woman, lo chazal ish. So that men and women have different types of jewelry and decorations and ornaments that they wear. So that means, Rashi explains, is that while a man normally wears a tabash sheish lav chosam, he wears a ring that has a signet. He still, we say, don't wear it on Shabbos. But if it's a tabas she'ein lav chosam, where there is no signet, men don't wear that. And if one were to wear that on Shabbos, that would be a chiyuv chatas, because only women wear rings, men don't wear such rings. So that's the psak that comes out of the Gemara. So the Rishonim talk about, is there any difference bizman hazeh, whereby nowadays many men do actually wear rings, they wear rings that have no chosam, there is no signet on that, would things change? So Ramban says that was only in the times of the Gemara, where men would only wear tabas shechosam, a ring with a signet, but bizman hazeh, men regularly wear rings even without a chosam, and therefore it should be no problem of wearing in terms of beged isha, and it would only be pater of al aser to wear such rings. Now Ramban says that in the end of the day, he thinks it's still bizman hazeh, one shouldn't wear it. He doesn't think things have changed with respect to beged isha, and he thought it was a bad thing for men to wear rings in general. But the Ran says that no, bizman hazeh, things have changed. When it comes to questions of beged isha, it all depends on the time period, the kol, b'makom, and bizman, depending where and when you live. And therefore, since bizman hazeh, the Ran says, men do wear rings, it would be fine, and one could wear it, and even wear it on Shabbos, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. And when the Beis Yosef brings this down la halacha, he says that the Ran makes a lot of sense, that men should be able to wear rings bizman hazeh. It's not a violation of beged isha, but in the end of the day, he says men shouldn't wear it on Shabbos without an erev. Why not? Because when it comes to a tachshu, when it comes to decoration or jewelry or ornaments that women would wear, the Gemara says certain ornaments, certain tachshitim cannot be worn because they might take it off and show someone. So that same gzeira applies to the men as well. So even though the Ran and the Beis Yosef say men can wear rings, that's only on the weekday. But on a Shabbos, where there is no erev, the chashash, he might take it off. So Shulchan Aruch brings this down lahalacha, and Simon Shin Aleph Siftes, he writes, Lo yete batabas sheina lechosim. A person should not walk out with a ring that has no chosim. And vim yatsa chayv, if he does go out, he's chayv. And then he writes, if you have such an item, davar shu tachshit liish liisha, if there's a tachshit that's for a man and for a woman, aser gam liish, it's aser for a man to walk out as well. So the Achronim understand that this is referring to if you live in a time period where tabas sheilav chosim, a regular ring is worn by a man, so it's just like women can't wear certain tachshitim b'rishus harabim, so too men shouldn't wear tachshitim b'rishus harabim, lest he come out and show it to someone else the ring that he's wearing and carrying it in Dalad Amos. And Rav Eger writes at the bottom that a man, a bal nefesh, should be very machmir, shelo latzeis labatabas klal, he should not go outside without an erev wearing a ring at all. But that being said, the Orcha Shabbos writes, Rabbi Reuben writes in Perek Chavches, in the footnotes, in Ha'ara Shin, he says, this din of Rabbi Kiv Eger, this chumrah, is only true if it's a type of jewelry that men and women wear. The same type of ring, the same type of bracelet, the same type of necklace. But if it's something that only men would wear, a wedding ring, let's say, so then he thinks that there is no need to be machmir, and even Rabbi Kiv Eger would agree one should not be machmir. So we see from all this that I'm not promoting in either way, but since it is common that in the world we live in, the time period we live in, that many men do wear rings, so those men who decide to wear rings are not violating Beged Isha, number one. And number two is, according to the Orcha Shabbos, one also might even may wear them even when working in an area where there is no Eruv.